Kia ora, this is your Waitea English News. Former Māori Affairs Minister Dover Samuels says a Waitangi Tribunal summons to the Children's Minister is a breach of its constitutional position. The Crown has asked the High Court to rule on whether Karen Chaw needs to turn up to answer questions about the repeal of Section 7AA of the Oranga Tamariki Act, which covers her department's obligations under the Treaty of Waitangi. Mr. Samuels says the tribunal tried something similar on him when he was minister 20 years ago, but backed off when he asked for a legal opinion. He says Parliament is the highest court in the land, and the tribunal is not a court, but a commission of inquiry set up by Parliament.
Well, I think you don't have to be a High Court judge, even a Maori Land Court judge, to understand where the judicial process ends and where the parliamentary process begins, and to ensure that, in fact, there is no clash between the both.
Dover Samuels. A hydrogen refuelling station opens today in Wiri in South Auckland as part of a Māori Land Trust ambitious plan to shift Aotearoa's heavy transport fleet to cleaner, greener energy. Halcyon Power is a joint venture between two Arapiki Trust and Japanese construction giant Obayashi Corporation to produce hydrogen fuel using power generated by two Arapiki's geothermal plant at Mōkai near Taupō. Two Arapiki Energy General Manager Dave Benny says it's a viable alternative to diesel for long-haul transport.
40% of our emissions comes from the energy sector, and a large part of that comes from transport. So, you know, we're making great progress in EVs for the light fleet, but we think hydrogen is the way to go for the heavy fleet.
Dave Benny says Tu Arapiki believes the venture will eventually be commercial, and it's the right thing to do from an environmental and intergenerational perspective. A collective of four Māori women artists has won a prestigious Golden Lion Award at the Venice Biennial. The installation Takapo by the Matahō Collective, Irana Arapere Baker, Sarah Hudson, Bridget Rewiti and Terry Tetou, was chosen by biennial organisers for the 60th International Exhibition Strania Ovuchi, Foreigners Everywhere, along with works by other Māori and Indigenous artists. Judges said they drew on matrilinear traditions of textiles to create a luminous woven structure of straps that poetically crisscross the gallery space, casting a dazzling pattern of shadows on the walls and floor. Its impressive scale is a feat of engineering made possible by the collective strength and creativity of the group. Creative New Zealand representative Amanda Hereaka says the award recognises the importance and relevance of Ngā Toi Māori and New Zealand art on the biggest global platform. And that is your Waitea English News for this hour. Tūrou!